Well, happy Father's Day to all the fellow fathers, especially our Heavenly Father. We give you glory, oh God, our Father.
And look at all the kids he's got.
Yeah. And to the most recently retired father, higher or low, I hear. So congratulations. And it's just great to be here again, kind of getting towards the lighter end of the tunnel of all the COVID lockdown restrictions where we couldn't do much travel. And so we haven't been around to see our families for over a year and a half. And now it's a bit of a bittersweet time because this trip happened because my brother's passing. But it was also a glad occasion, too, because my brother Tim, he's my oldest brother, 5 years older, he came to know the Lord before I did. He, in his teenage years, came across a Jesus People coffee house ministry, and they gave him the gospel, and he was at college, and he came home all full of the joy of the Lord, and we didn't know what to make of it. You know, from our traditional religious background, where we're all trying to do enough good works and religious rituals or whatever to get to heaven, like all of a sudden he come home with a personal relationship with Jesus. And, you know, to me, God, at my life, God seemed a million miles away and really mysterious and scary and untouchable. And he was like a cosmic cop just trying to catch you at something, you know. And then Tim started sharing about, you know, the real gospel and the real Jesus that really loves you, like we were singing about. And so he was sharing these, he was putting these little gospel tracks around the house, these little comic tracks by Chick. And I remember I picked one up. I was in high school. I was going to Holy Angels Academy in Minneapolis, and we were turning it into Hell's Angels Academy with the rock and roll me generation back then. But, you know, Tim's life had totally changed, and then he changed the trajectory of my life. That was the first seed of the gospel. I read that booklet. I actually prayed the prayer at the end, but then I didn't know what to do with it. Like, I was just a adolescent teen, and I didn't have any. Tim had gone back to college, and so it was just kind of laid dormant there for a while. But then I went away to college, and I ran into kind of a Jesus People group myself through the Campus Crusade ministry there and for Christ at college. And so I came to know the Lord, and I thank you for those who prayed for me, because at the funeral, like, I have 5 brothers and 5 sisters. Like, we have a big family. There was about 40 people there, relatives.
80.
80? Okay. Family, friends. And somehow, surprisingly, I didn't expect it. They asked me to do a eulogy. And so I got up there, and I prayed about it real hard. And the Lord gave me, and the Lord did some amazing things in that, because he moved it around from the funeral to the viewing time, which was much better, much more easy time to do it. And I was able to weave the gospel in there, talking about how Tim had changed my life. And so please pray for my family that there'll be fruit from that. I was able to finally preach the gospel to the whole family. And hopefully more will come in as well. So, and you know, I came to know the Lord back then in college and met Renee, who used to be Bunny Borman around this town. And
when I come back, I still am Bunny Borman, but that's good.
And we've had a great fellowship with the church here for almost 40 years now, like since back in the mid-80s, when just after it started. And Renee's brother Tim and his wife Patty Borman were members here, and Pastor Bob was here, some of those old-timers that are still around. And Paul and Roxy, who were classmates with Renee in the class of 76. Yeah. Oh, you were in class 76 too? Okay, I didn't know. But so they're having their 45th high school reunion this summer here. So we might have to get back for that, too, at the end of August. But we've had a great partnership with the church as well, as we started out in missions over 30 years ago. And the Lord has sustained us, and we give him all the glory because, you know, we've been able to share the gospel throughout the world, really, in a lot of ways, a lot of short-term trips, different places, and up to Canada for 18 years, and 12 years now with the National Headquarters Ministry in Pennsylvania. And so, you know, even during the COVID years, like, we kept on the job for Jesus. And even in our area, we gave out, like, delivered the gospel to over 13,000 people over this last year since COVID started. And then we've been able to help facilitate the ministries of other evangelists throughout the nation and throughout the world, really. And they're reaching hundreds of thousands and even millions over the years that we've been there. So praise the Lord that, you know, the church here has been a part of that. And, you know, we're glad to be an extension of your ministry and you know, helping the cause of Christ and preaching the gospel throughout the world. So though we've had like many battles, you know, where Satan's and his forces are trying to discourage us and defeat us and everything, I really feel like I've got the happiest job in the world. And biblically so. And it's really neat how God weaved in that verse from Hebrews 12 today, because I was going to talk about that. How, you know, first of all, we get to interact with lost people and help them to make sure that their life story has a happy ending, you know, that and living happily ever after, for sure. And that helps their earthly life, too, that you can rejoice in the Lord, you know, for your whole earthly life, too. And there's a lot of joy in the Lord that we have as well. So we make lost people happy. And then, better than that, Jesus said, we make everybody in heaven happy. Like all of heaven rejoices, he says in Luke 15, over one sinner who repents. And so that includes all the angels and all the saints and everybody that have gone by, but especially it includes God. I mean, they're taking their cues from God. God is happy. And it's like, you know, the Vikings making that Minnesota Miracle touchdown, you know, and just everybody going crazy. That happens every time one sinner repents. And so we're just glad to be able to be in on that, like making God happy and everybody in heaven happy, happier. You know, if you can imagine even being happier in heaven. And then, of course, like it said there in Hebrews 12, we bring lots of joy to Jesus. So, you know, for every sinner who repents, like the joy that he had when enduring the cross was the joy of seeing people saved as a result, like Carlo said, and just you guys being his children and disciples and everything. And then, last of all, we get to make you guys happy because you're a part of it, and Jesus said he's coming soon and he's bringing his rewards with him. And we are just going to be so happy to see you guys getting in on some of those rewards, heavenly rewards, eternal treasures, and that's going to make you happy. I guarantee it, like, or happier even in heaven for sure. So the Bible says the sower and the reaper will rejoice together, and the supporters, as it says that he who helps a prophet receives a prophet's reward. And so, you know, we're just going to be glad to see you guys all happier in heaven as well with those great rewards. So so I'll just let Renee have the last word. And, oh, by the way, just one more word. I made up a track, and I was able to give these out at my my brother's funeral called How to Make Sure Your Life Story Has a Happy Ending of Living Happily Ever After. So I have a few left over. If anybody would like one, maybe you want to share one with somebody. I love giving these kind of tracks, these happy tracks to people. I just say, hey, like at a store or something, I say, I like to give out this encouraging message to people. It's as easy as can be. And they say, oh, a happy ending. Well, I want that. So it's a great way to give out the gospel. So anyway.
Okay. Well, I love coming back home for a number of reasons. One is that I get the last word. That's minor, though. That's icing. Well, that's true. It's Father's Day. But you know what? God has his way of, when each of you gave your life to Christ, there's kind of a hallowed ground, in a sense. Maybe it was just a place or a time or a memory in your life where you realize, you know, I can't take any of those black marks off of my soul. Jesus, you did it all, and anything I do now is a thank you. It's not to take them off or try to get rid of them. It's a thank you. When I come back home here, I just remember that those songs, you know, lost, many things to forgive, and since then, you know, many things to forgive, but it's all covered. When I come home here, it's just a great time to remember, Lord, why did you open my eyes? So many friends, classmates, relatives, even in the area here, it seems as if their eyes haven't been opened to the free gift of being a child of God. Oh God, please, you know, have your way in this community. Open hearts, eyes to the free gift of salvation. So when I come home, I just feel like these are my brothers and sisters here, and this is, you know, this is where it all started for me, God working in my heart. And when I come back and see you guys trying to be faithful to him, it just brings joy to my heart, because it's hard to be faithful to the Lord day in, day out. It is hard, but he never lets go of us, and so we just rest in his arms, and we pray for you guys frequently, that you would just day by day yield to him and however he leads you, that he would use you in your families, the community, in whatever way he sees fit. And he's going to get all the glory because he's chosen us before him, before the foundation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. Wow, that's amazing. So God bless. Love you guys.
Yeah, thank you very much for everything, for sure.